Blog Talk Radio.
Recording artist Cherie Monique Whitfield. Please go to log on to cdbaby.com or iTunes to purchase her latest CD titled Monique, Nobody But Jesus, because truly it's nobody but Jesus. And I'm sure that everyone listening can attest to that. It was nobody but Jesus who woke you up this morning and place your feet on solid ground and your mind is sound and you are able to see another day. And so to God be the glory. And as I always say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I shall and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Good afternoon and welcome to Blog Talk Radio and welcome to Ministering God's Way. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett, joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. Ministering God's Way Fivefold is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. Today's topic is Living Epistles, Read of All Men. Living Epistles, Read of All Men. This particular episode is dedicated to Kentucky, Rowan County, Kentucky, Clerk Kim Davis. And to God be the glory, God is going to turn this situation around and to not only Kim's favor, but to His favor. God is going to get the glory. And we thank God for her being a living epistle read of all men. Also, Cassie Davis, he is another official in another county in Kentucky, and his last name happens to be Davis, and he has also rejected issuing license to either heterosexuals or homosexuals so that there will not be any discrimination. So we just want to continue to lift those individuals up in prayer, and our scripture is coming from 2 Corinthians, the third chapter. 2 Corinthians, the third chapter. We're going to start reading at the first verse, and we'll conclude at the third verse. 2 Corinthians, the third chapter, verses 1 through 3. Do we begin again to commend ourselves, or need we, as some others, epistles of commendation to you, or letters of commendation from you? Ye are our epistle, written in our hearts, known and read of all men. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. Let's read that third verse again. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of heart. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come right now in prayer and supplication. Father, thanking you for another day that you have allowed us to see. Father God, we thank you for ministering God's way fivefold. Father, we come right now asking a special protection and a divine intervention on the Supreme Court justice ruling on homosexual marriage. Father God, we give it to you. Have thine own way, Father God. Step in, intervene, and we ask, Father God, that you will be glorified and that the enemy will be horrified in the name of Jesus. That you will look over our dear sister, Kim Davis, and even the other official in Kentucky, Cassie Davis. Look on them, Father God, and shine down your light from heaven on them in the name of Jesus. Protect them. Cover them with the blood of Jesus. Wash them, Father God. And as you did for Paul and Silas in the prison, Father God, do it for our dear sister Kim Davis. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ, amen, and praise God. Today's topic, living epistles, read of all men. That's a topic that we're going to deal with today, and we're dealing with the spirit of the living God, living epistles. What is an epistle? An epistle is a letter. And here we find in 2 Corinthians where Paul is talking here in Corinth, and he is referring to the apostles. They wrote these letters in ink. But we are now the ministers of God by not only what we read as in the letter or the epistle or what we preach that's in that letter, but is the Spirit of God richly dwelling in you? Are you ministering in spirit? What is a minister? A minister is a servant of the Most High. It's a servant. And so many of us say and think, well, I'm not an apostle. I'm not a prophet. I'm not an evangelist. I'm not a pastor, and I'm not a teacher. Well, if you are a servant of God, you are a minister of His. If you are a servant, whomever you give yourself servant to, that's who you serve. There's the true and living God that we're talking about, serving the true and living God. His name is Jesus. So this is being a living epistle read of all men, ministering through the ministration by spirit. Today's episode, I said, is dedicated to Kim Davis, the Rowan County, Kentucky clerk, who refused to issue marriage license to homosexuals, or to, homosexuals. And she has been placed in jail on Thursday of this past week, and because of her apostolic belief. And we want to make sure that we all understand what apostolic means. Apostolic, it's the one who was sent by God. We know that in the Bible, Jesus had 12 disciples. Well, the Bible also talks about the 12 apostles. They're interchangeably used the same. The disciples were someone who was, they were taught and they learned from Jesus while Jesus was on earth. After Jesus ascended into heaven, those disciples were referred to as apostles because now God said, okay, he sends them out. You go and you be my witnesses. And this is where the Acts of the Apostles come into play. And this is why Acts 2 and 42, well, Acts, let's read Acts 2 and 38 reads, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. Okay? Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. And then when you just read down a little bit further and you go to the 42nd verse of the second chapter of Acts, it says what? They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. So we're not talking about a denomination. We're not talking about the Baptist, the Methodist, Presbyterian. We're not talking about denominations. The word denomination is not even listed in the Bible. What does denomination mean? Denomination is just a religious group. Okay? The Bible tells us you can have a form of godliness, but guess what? Denying the power thereof. Apostolic doctrine. That's an individual who has repented of their sins, who has been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. You remember when John had baptized Jesus, and the priest and the Levites, they asked John, well, you know, who are you? They asked John, well, who are you? And he said, you know, there he told them that he told the priests and the Levites, there is one that comes after me. He says, I baptize you with water, okay? Some of you have been baptized with water, but you have to get this doctrine correct. We're not talking about a denomination. Denomination is not going to get you into heaven. It's the doctrine, which is what is a doctrine is a policy. That's taught. If you look it up, a doctrine means a policy that is taught. So this is the apostles' doctrine. They continued. Acts 2:42 said they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Okay, so in that we must not just say, okay, like John says, well, okay, I've been baptized in water. But John tells the priests and the Levites, he said, that question who he was. He said, there's one that come after me. Whose shoestrings, he's not even, whose sandals, he can't even untie. Because he's going to baptize you with what? Read it for yourself. He said, with the Holy Ghost. He's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Guess what? Hallelujah. The Holy, Holy Ghost, okay? The Holy Ghost, amen? So Jesus, he came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. And he died that we might have the gift to eternal life, the gift of eternal life. So we know that in this body, in this earthen vessel, we will not be here forever. At some point, we all know we have a body, we have a soul, and a spirit that dwells in the body, lives in our body, and in our body we have a we have a soul, which consists of our mind. It has what our will and our emotions. So we are going to leave this earth at some point. And the Bible tells us after death comes the judgment. And so we want to make sure that when we leave this earth, that we know where our eternal destination is going to be. You want to make sure, just like when you head to the airport, you put in, when you're making your request, you put in, you want to depart from here, and you want to arrive there. So you want to make sure that your arrival is with Christ Jesus in eternity, with him forevermore. And then that we can, he says, we will be able to live with him in glory. And so today's subject, living epistle, a living letter. Some people, you may be the only Bible that some individuals will ever read, because you are a book. You are a book, and people read you. They read you front to back. And some people scrutinize you. They look at every sentence and chapter in your life, and they scrutinize it and examine it, and they try to find things on you. So people are watching you, but most importantly, God is watching you. So we talked about last Saturday about prayer and consecration. Praying and making ourselves meet for the master's use, available to the Father and to his will and to what he would have us to do in these last and evil days. Then prior to that, we talked about praying, America. Pray, 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 because a praying spirit is what you need to commune with the Heavenly Father. And you cannot have a relationship with Jesus Christ if you're not in communion with him. And then the Saturday prior to that, we talked about going back to the altar. Going back to the altar. The altar in the house of God, or your altar, and of course we are not to forsake the assembling of ourselves, but when you're at home, you need a personal altar. We talked about that, where you can go, you consecrate it, and it's just for you to go to God. It's your secret and holy place that you can go and be still and listen to what God is saying to you. And that you can also cry out to him, the altar. So now we're talking about living epistle, a living epistle. This word we talked about, which was and is the written word of God. It has been an epistle. And the Acts and the apostles, they wrote these letters, these epistles, okay? And they wrote these letters in ink. They ministered to us in ink by inspiration of God, okay? But God is telling us now in the Spirit, we have to be a living letter. We cannot no longer just read the word and not apply the word, or preach the word and not live by the word. And so here we look at a woman of God who has a job, who has a belief and a faith in God, in the true and living God, and says, hey, I'm not going to bow down. I'm going to serve my God. I'm going to, regardless what the circumstances are and what they may be. She told her attorney yesterday, I believe it was, before he left, he told, the attorney said to the media that she said, her last words were, all is well. Praise be to God. We just talked about that last Saturday. It is well, even when it doesn't look well, because you don't walk by sight. Remember, we walk by faith. And we know that without faith, it's impossible to please God. And we know the Bible says faith without works is what? Dead. So, you want me to show you my faith? I'll show you my works. Because you have to have both. You have to have, and I'll show you my works, and that will show you my faith. So faith and works, they go together. They are hand in hand. Faith without works is dead. Now, this woman has the faith. She has the works. She didn't bow down and say, okay, I'm going to go back to work on, I believe she went back to work on Thursday of last week. And she didn't say, I'm going to go back to work and I'm going to issue these licenses because the judge told me I'm going to jail if I don't and pay this fine. So, living epistle, read of all men. So, we're living in a time now where you're going to know the saints from the ain'ts. You're going to know who've been reading the epistles and who are the living epistles. You're going to know the difference from preaching the epistles to living the epistles, read of all men. People, just like Sheree Monique Whitfield says in the song Nobody But Jesus, people get ready, for my Lord is coming again. He's coming back. And, you know, we don't know the day nor the hour, but he said he's coming like a thief in the night. So this thing, I've been baptized, you know, in water at one time, and I'm not going to get baptized again, not knowing how you were baptized and saying, well, you know, I was baptized in the river, and that's just what it's going to be, and that's it. Well, hey. Well, whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. So be sure. Be sure you know how you were baptized and in whose name was you baptized, were you baptized. Make sure you know. Make sure you know. Because we know that the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Ghost is Jesus Christ. It's only one Lord, okay? One faith, and one baptism, and one baptism. This is the baptism in Jesus' name. This is where we find the acts, the apostles are, this is the acts, these are the acts of the apostles. How do you know apostolics are known for wrought miracles, for miracles, signs, and wonders. Why? Because they repented. They were baptized in Jesus' name. He said, "There's no other name under heaven." The Lord says, "No other name under heaven whereby man can be saved, but by the name of Jesus." And he says, "If there's power in the name of Jesus, if you're buried with him, you're raised with him." He said, if you suffer with him, you'll reign with him. So you're going to, he says, you're going to receive not only, he says, you're going to receive not only the, you're going to receive the gift, not only the Holy Ghost, but guess what? He said, you're going to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. See, God is a giver of good gifts. And every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord. That's a perfect gift right there. The gift of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. I recall before I had become follow the repentance or the apostolic doctrine of baptism in Jesus' name. I recall being in several different denominations before I came into the truth. And I recall my first encounter going to an apostolic church where I was baptized at Bethel Temple in downtown Cincinnati, Ohio. That's where I was baptized in Jesus' name. And when I went to the church, I had a mother who had taken me to that church. And when we got there, you know, I didn't understand everybody was speaking another language. I didn't understand people were dancing. I didn't understand what was going on. But I knew it was right, and I knew it was nothing wrong. And I recall being convicted by that man of God who preached that word that morning, that Sunday morning. And I recall a young man who was at college of mine. I had attended Xavier University in Cincinnati, Ohio. And Steve was his name. I cannot remember Steve's last name. And Steve, every time he'd see me on campus, he'd say, "You need to be baptized in Jesus' name. You need to be baptized in Jesus' name. You need to be baptized in Jesus' name." Every time. He never gave up. He says, "Why don't you come to church with my mother and I? Why don't you come?" He wasn't interested in dating me. He was interested in getting my soul saved. And eventually, one day, another lady had taken me to the same church where this gentleman, Steve, and his mother went. And that's the church where, you know, it was apostolic. They were speaking in tongues, and they were dancing. And like I said, I knew nothing was wrong. I felt the presence of God. And I waited. I didn't go right when the altar call for baptism in Jesus' name. I didn't go right away because of pride. And some of us and some of you have to let your pride go. And you have to ask God to come in and remove anything that's not like him out of you so he can use you. And I waited till after service was completely over. And after service was completely over, then I said, "Hey, I want to be baptized in Jesus' name." And that was the best thing and the best decision I ever made in my entire life. And to God be the glory. And I thank and praise God for that man of God, Steve, who God knows who he is. And I pray that God touch that gentleman in the mighty name of Jesus and bless him exceeding and abundantly above all he can ever think or ask in the mighty name of Jesus. Because my life has been changed. Tremendously changed, dramatically changed by the blood of the Lamb, by repentance and baptism in Jesus' name, living epistles read of all men. There is a book that has names, and that's the Lamb's Book of Life. And that book is in heaven. And that's a book that we want to make sure that our name is written in. Living epistle, read of all men. The Holy Bible is the Word of God. And we must not just read the Word, read the epistles, read the gospel, or preach, or just preach the gospel. But we are to minister by our spirit. And that is be living epistles, living examples, practicing that word in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus is so wonderful. He's awesome. His wonders to perform. He can change your life. He can turn it around. And he can place your feet on solid ground. He'll do it. He is a wonder. He is a savior. And he's an awesome and mighty good God. And to God be the glory. And I thank him. Well, continue to keep our country, our nation in prayer. pray for the peace of Jerusalem, that you may be blessed. In Jesus' mighty name, God bless you.
Nobody.